Hey, welcome everybody. Today you are listening to Pop Sub, which is with myself, Christopher Furman, and my compadre, James Fryer. And we're just here to kind of talk about what's new this week in entertainment and media, but not necessarily. This week, we're going to talk about a show we've seen that caught our eye.
Good morning, Christopher. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Good morning.
So you made me watch a bunch of van life videos. What was that about?
I don't think so. You made me watch a lot of
Fair enough.
Videos. This whole started from a friend of ours, Roger, who's doing one of these at his home.
Yeah, we'll have to have him on sometime. But on Pop Sub, we do popular subjects.
We'll put him on heatstroke.
I don't know how popular this is. This has a level of popularity. It certainly doesn't match our last few podcasts when we were talking about videos and with, you know, over 100 million views, some nearly a billion views. But this is like a subreddit or a sub channel on YouTube where there's a lot of activity going on in YouTube for van life and van builds and stuff like that.
Well, I think.
And so with this. Go ahead.
Well, sorry. Well, what I was going to say is I think what's interesting about this is for a niche, or as you say, niche. It's actually the person we're talking about is pretty big time for such a short period in their little subject, which is.
It's so funny. I mean, I have all these people that I deeply respect and follow in this subculture, and you want to just jump to the beautiful one. we're talking about Janelle. What's her last name? I think it's
Ileana.
It's just Janelle. And she came on the scene, I think a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, with her first video. And she dropped her first video and it blew up. Like within a couple of weeks, she had 1 million views, which in the grand scheme of YouTube doesn't seem like that much. But in this space, it really was. All the other people who have been in this space work for years to get a few hundred thousand views on their videos. And she blows up like immediately. And I remember those first few weeks, the comments were filled with people speculating about, oh, this is just some big corporation coming in and making it look like she's, you know, just some lone little girl doing her own thing. But it's really all scripted and they've got a huge production value behind it. And it's like, no.
I will tell you, now that you bring that up, it did look very, we talk about this from time to time, another show that's kind of disappeared. It looked very MTV at the beginning because she has such a wonderful eye for cinematography that even when she's just doing a selfie, it looks amazing.
Well, you know, she's taking this piece of technology, an iPhone, and I don't know which one she's using, but it's at least a couple of years old, which is an amazing camera, amazing audio equipment. And she's using it to its maximum effect, which most people don't. I'm not sure how she got to this level of precision. I think she just has a sense for cinematography, sound, storytelling, visuals, and how to weave the story together. Because she has all these little, what would you call them? Little moments where she throws up a graphic or she zooms, does a digital zoom, or these little moments that help to break up the video and make it less boring. Like most van videos, she has a master sense for this, and I think she just part of her DNA.
And she has a nice eye.
And go ahead.
And she has a great eye for design. I mean, she took an ugly green van and didn't do much; just threw some baby blue paint on it, and all of a sudden, it looked magical. I mean, there's a lot of colors you can do a van. Baby blue, she pulled it off with minimal amount of effort.
Here's the thing. The van is kind of gross. It's like 30, 40 years old. I think it's a mid 80s van. So it's literally 35 years old. And it's an ugly kind of gross thing, but she's able to give it charisma. And when something has charisma, you don't really see its true, you know, aesthetic qualities.
Well, I don't like to use this word.
Oh, and speaking of aesthetic qualities, aside from all these other parts of her video building skills, she's also kind of stunning herself.
Oh, she's absolutely beautiful. Which was a really downer for me because when you introduced these videos to me, I was I was expecting a bunch of old men. I watch her, and then you say, well, let's kind of compare her to some other people that are out there. Well, I didn't want to go to those other ones. They were either bad production, old guys, young guys that are kind of gross. And I'm like, James, can we just go back to her? She's fantastic. Yeah.
When I sent Christopher the list of videos to get him acquainted with this Substack.
This genre.
And I guess I made the mistake of putting her at the top of the list because I thought she was the most interesting. And then he just couldn't get past it.
I think she's interesting, not just because I'm a man. I think she's just interesting overall. She's obviously clever and she has a knack about a personality that comes over on the video as well. So not only is she very attractive to look at, her personality is also very attractive.
Yeah, she has charisma.
Yeah, you said it.
And she gave her van charisma. And she gave her video charisma.
So let's kind of compare to some of the other people that are out there. You had brought up a couple that I thought was pretty good too.
Which couple? The San Francisco couple or the other side? Oh, okay. That was one of the... I saw that years ago, and it was on a channel called Exploring Alternatives. And the channel actually focuses on tiny homes and alternative living and alternative homes. And some, you know, it's a broad range of stuff. But in this particular episode, and we'll have all these links on the website.
But just that we're clear, it's Valerie and Jesse from Happy Camper Wives.
Exploring Alternatives. That video. It also takes it a little bit. We're expanding what we're talking about when we're talking about van life, because they don't live in their van. They have a truck and they pull a teardrop.
Smaller than the van, in my opinion.
What's that?
It looks smaller than the van.
That's probably deceiving. You know, with a camper that you're pulling, a trailer, all the space from wall to wall, ceiling to floor, can be dedicated to living space and the things that you need for a living space. Whereas a van, you're having to work around gas tanks and engines and fuel wells and all these other things that stick in. A trailer is a very small trailer. This is not a big trailer. This is a 20-foot trailer. It's a new camp trailer, so it's by no means inexpensive. This is one of the more expensive ones. But you know, a lot of the people that in the van life are either coming from it because they don't have enough money to live in a home or because they want the adventure. Like a lot of young people are building vans and driving across the country for the adventure of it. This couple was living in San Francisco and making a decent living, but they were being squeezed by the high cost of San Francisco. So they got this little teardrop. They went on the road and they find that they're much more happier because they don't have to work quite as much to support their lifestyle. And they're also in great outdoors, and they can drive up to Washington or drive down to California or stop in Oregon or be wherever they want, not being tied to a really high monthly rent in San Francisco.
Yeah, and this is all very interesting to see how the trailer works and the places they went. But the problem with it is it kind of lacked that, okay, you see one, you see two, do I really need to see a third? They kind of started to look the same after the third one. That's how I felt.
As far as van videos?
As far as that one trailer, the teardrop video with the San Francisco couple. Now, another one you had brought up is Foresty Forest. He was an interesting guy. Now, he's not American.
He's Canadian.
Yeah. And not just anywhere in Canada, not the warm southerly part of Canada. He travels around.
Well, he travels all up through Canada.
Oh, it seemed like a lot of it was in the far north.
But he spends a lot of his time in the northern climes. Like, where's the coldest place I can go? I wonder, where is it 40 degrees below zero so I can test out my new heater to see if it actually works and will keep me alive? This is him.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, let's drive, you know, like 20 miles in the backcountry and see if, you know, how well this tiny little minivan that I have that I'm living in will survive and if it will keep me alive. He's great though, because he takes a small minivan and just crams almost an entire house worth of stuff in there. He's got a cooking system that's great. This is a minivan. This is not a big minivan. And he has a fat bike jammed in there too.
Jeez,
a fat bike is like a regular bicycle, but with wheels that are bigger than your head. Not an easy thing to put even in a regular minivan,
right?
Let
and
alone
he was
a minivan,
great.
Which
and
is...
he went to some fantastic places too. But just doing a comparative, once again, sometimes the footage was amazingly beautiful and clear, and then sometimes the footage was looked like there was a little fingerprint or maybe a little fog on the lens, and it just wasn't clear and it was a little blurry, and the production level was which is typical out of these type of videos, went way down.
Well, his production video is generally pretty good. You know, this one van, I don't remember what he did this van build. It's at least a year old because he's actually got a new van. I didn't want to get that deep into it.
Oh, okay.
Other than I will say that he's got he moves from this small minivan into a pretty large van, not one of the high top vans, but like a Econoliner, I think they're called, the Ford Econoliners. Not a huge van. But when he gets in it, it looks like a palace because of where he's coming from. And the other funny thing is he had, with his little van build, he had another YouTuber who's, you know, more of a normal, Forresty's not a big guy. He's probably about my size. We're kind of narrow, kind of lightweight. But he had another YouTuber come over who was probably 6'2", 220, 230 pounds. You know, a normal, bigger American guy. And it was so funny watching him try to squeeze into the van. It's like that scene in Willy Wonka where they're going down the hallway and it gets smaller and smaller.
Right, they
can't squeeze through the door. It's like trying to put, you know, a 2-gallon bag of ice in a 1-gallon bucket. It just wasn't working.
No. Now there was another video that we were looking at, and that was an REI sponsored gal, Miranda, yes?
Yeah, Miranda does videos for REI. She's basically got her own sub-channel in the REI channel because REI does a lot of different videos, but Miranda definitely has her own branding, and she's just a cute young woman who has a lot of charisma on her own, but in kind of a different way. She's, what would you say about her personality? She's
very
self-effacing.
She is like naturally fun. Mm-hmm. And when she makes a mistake, she leaves it in the broadcasting. So that makes it kind of interesting because you feel like she's real and it's not all edited out. But the thing with her, it's a lot of product, throwing product at you. This is my this. And some of that product wasn't cheap. I mean, she's living cheap, but those products were not cheap.
Well, she is. I mean, I agree with you on that. But as far as van videos go, there are far worse examples of that than this, where people say, oh, it's so cheap to live in that, you know, especially the people who are going to campsites or, you know, like an RV park. That's insanely expensive. An RV park is usually at least $50 a night. And that's a cheap one. Like, you know, most RV parks are probably over $100. So it's like, oh, just buy a $100,000 van and then you can go to the RV parks and you can hook up and you can have water and power. And oh, it's so great. It's only costs $200,000 a year to live this way.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
But she's, you know, Miranda doesn't take herself too seriously. And that, I think that comes through in the videos. And that video in particular, again, which will be linked on our website, was nice because it comes at it from a slightly different angle. She's not living in the van, but she's using it as an adventure platform.
Yeah, it's the thing is, I don't mind all the fancy products because a lot of those products I had never heard of, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I'm not saying it was a negative, but it was definitely different than Janelle's.
Oh, yeah. Well, Janelle's telling you all the products, but they're not expensive products because she's living on her own. As she points out, because she has another video with her dad, you know, a lot of people were, as I said, were complaining, oh, this is just some corporate shill and there's a big, huge production behind her, or she's some kind of trust fund baby. And the dad comes on and says, no, she's not a trust fund baby.
Is she not a trust fund, I didn't even talk to her for 2 years. Yeah. I was like,
while she was doing the van build, they weren't even talking. So it was like, there's no money coming from parents. She's out on her own as like an 18-year-old working and building a van and getting out there on her own and just doing it.
My first impression of him not talking to his daughter for a year, I thought, well, that doesn't sound very nice. But then I had to like do a brain check. I'm like, oh, she was probably a teenager. Teenager girls don't talk to their dad.
Well, she had to, you know, emancipate herself, I think.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of it. Well, the production level was great in these. Janelle walked around in one of her videos and kind of gave you like a tour. And then in some of them, she kind of told you how much a lot of this stuff goes in another video. But some of the other videos that were not her, I liked the part about where they showed you how they made it, like how they put the cabinets in, how they put the insulation in. Some of them used wool in between the wall. I thought that was really interesting. And then they're putting in the different types of floor.
Yeah, there is a lot of controversy in the van dwelling subreddit about what are the proper materials, because some people want to use spray foam, some people want to use wool, and not all those materials are appropriate for insulation because they get wet and they can get mildewed. And so I think wool is probably one of the better ones, but yeah, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too much.
Well, this is an advantage to
Bob Wells is, what's that?
This is one of those advantages to having vinyl, especially if you get some like kind of a medical grade vinyl flooring. You won't get that mold.
You see a lot of the same flooring that they're using, vinyl snap kits or sheet rolls. The sheet doesn't usually go very well because the space is so small and there can be expansion, contraction. And they're all pretty dull. And it made me start thinking, what if you had some really outrageous flooring that was easy to install and gave you a little bit of comfort because it was a little bit softer? I don't know, maybe just go rageous with it, man. I was wondering, you know, go rageous flooring, which you have some experience with, if that would be a good van material, because it's got some insulation properties, I imagine, and it's a little bit softer, so it's going to be a little bit easier to walk on and to kneel on, because if you're in a van, you know, a lot of times you don't have the ability to stand, so it's going to be a little bit more comfortable.
A lot on your knees, right? So the thing about that type of flooring, the Go-Rageous flooring, is that it has a waffle under part to the flooring. So it first of all, it makes it kind of stick without glue because the waffles acts like little suction cups. But it also gives. So when you're putting the like a lot of these videos put the snap on, that flooring is pretty hard and it's hard on your knees. It's even harder if you get a rock between your knee and the floor.
Yeah.
With the Go-Rageous flooring, it gives just a little bit, and so it just feels softer, but yet it's hard enough, it's super easy to clean, because some of those van videos, they were putting in carpet, and I just really know, when the coffee spills on the carpet, no fun.
Yeah, well, Janelle tore all of her carpeting out. I think most of the van dwellers know well enough to not put carpeting in.
Some of them try to put it at least in the front.
Or on the roof.
Oh yeah, I used to have a roof with real shallow carpet on the ceiling.
So there was one other video that really stood out, and that was from a channel called The Other Side. And this one I threw in because it's a popular one that is being, you know, it shows up in recommendations. It's much more of your normal expected YouTube fodder, in that, you know, it's a young, beautiful couple, and they come off as being sort of cookie cutter influencers. You know, the music, the video, everything they're doing just feels like the same tropes that everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, the woman is wearing short shorts and a cut off top and all that. It's like, oh, we're not selling my beautiful body here. So it came off a little, you know, it's a little bit overproduced while not being super produced. At the same time, I think they did a nice video here. So all the criticism aside, they took their little van and compared it, which I think was $7,000, and compared it to a $50,000 much larger van, and it was a nice contrast to see, well, if you just have a little minivan type thing, this is what you can do. Basically, you can put a bed in it, and then you can have everything under your bed, and you can do all your cooking outside, which doesn't that sound thrilling? Or you have a nice, big, huge van, which may be hard to park or drive,
right,
but at least you can stand up and you can have a full kitchen, you can have a full bath, kind of. And I, you know, that was interesting to see the different types of vans right in that one video. Now, I don't know in your van video exploration if you saw this, but one type of van we haven't talked about, or you may not be familiar with, is the $100,000 plus vans. These, you know, they take a Sprinter van and they'll lift it. They'll put huge tires on it.
Oh, right.
And they'll, you know, it's like $150,000 for these adventure vans till you can get out anywhere you want. And they're all pre-built. And, you know, I like seeing them. They're very interesting things. But, you know, I mean, that was more than my house.
Well, if someone were to give it to me, I would use it all the time. because that's totally up my alley. But
if you
making
could afford the
one
gas.
Seems like a lot of work when I can just take my old beat up van that I used to have all the time that you're a little familiar with. My van was just completely hollowed out. Mm-hmm. I put one of those motorized beds in the back that fold out. Mm. And then literally on the floor, I found a small mattress that was fit the van perfectly. And that was it. And then I hung a little teeny shelf on the side, so when I wake up, I could hang my cup of coffee on it. And then literally, if you look at an unfinished van, there's all these circles at the top. And all I ever used was a hanger, multiple wire hangers. And that was my traveling van. And it cost me next to nothing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's $100 on Bob Wells.
What?
If you want to do van life on the cheap, you just got to watch Bob Wells. His videos are pretty dull. They're long and slow, and he's not the best presenter, but he chock full of information. And I think in the long run, he wins the game, because if you want to know anything about van life, you just type in, oh, what would it be like to live in my Tesla? He's got a video on that. What it would be like to drag a trailer with a Jeep Cherokee? He's got a video on that. He's got a video basically covering everything, like showing you exactly how people are doing this. Weird people, interesting people, young women with purple hair, people who are taking the Toyota Yaris, which is the smallest vehicle Toyota makes, and making that into a camper van, which was kind of amazing. Yeah. Oh, but this reminds me. You guys need to listen to Heatstroke so you can hear some more of Christopher's stories. But I have heard a lot of Christopher's stories. I mean, he was basically a van lifer 20 years ago in Europe, except he lacked one key component. What component would you say you were missing from your vagabond days in Europe?
A vehicle.
Yeah, the van. He was a lifer. He was a foot lifer, I guess I would call it. You were just walking
around.
So
I did all my vagabond stuff for many years, and my motor transportation was my Birkenstocks.
I mean, this all these van dwellers, this must look like the most the richest first world problems ever, considering you lived and walked and explored all by foot and a backpack and a pair of shoes.
I don't regret any of it. I love that I did it. I got some great memories, and I have some beat up feet because of it.
Stronger.
But let's
feet.
Get back to the beautiful Janelle.
Janelle.
I'm gonna rate her with. I'm just gonna give it right up at the beginning. Two thumbs up. She's my favorite traveling YouTuber out there. She's got great production. She's got entertainment value. Every video is consistently interesting, so I'm giving her a solid two thumbs up.
Janelle has grace and style, and she can tell a story. She's amazing. I love her.
She is. So show it. I mean, give
do
it
I even
up.
Have
Let's
to give thumbs?
Thumbs
you know what? My thumbs aren't worthy, so I'm just going to lavish praise on her. And if you want thumbs up, obviously I'm giving her two thumbs up. I give most of the rest of the guys at least, mostly one thumb up, just for the informational value.
Yeah. I agree. This was a great chat today, James. I'll talk to you on Heatstroke.
Yes, you will. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, James. Quick shout out to Devin Wells for all the great banjo music we had in the background today.
Pop Sub Podcast has been brought to you by Markers in Motion. For more information, go to popsubpodcast.com. To contact Pop Sub Podcast, go to info@popsubpodcast. Thank you.
Is it gonna last with the freaky cast?
Wonder where I'm going.
Pops up cast. Pops up cast. Pops up cast.
Pops
up cast. Pops up cast. Pops up cast. Pops up cast. Pops up cast.
Life getting you down? Is your head always drooping towards the floor? And then seeing your horrible floor just makes you feel that much worse? What to do? Don't change you. That's too much work. Change your floor instead. GoRageous Flooring is happy, sunny, exciting, rejuvenating flooring. They make flooring fun again. Woohoo. GoRageous Flooring. For when you just can't bear to look at your old, horrible floor anymore. You'll be so happy, you won't ever look at your floor again. Whoopee. That's GoRageousFlooring.com. GoRageous Flooring. GoRageousFlooring.com.
Hey, I just want to throw out there, if you do end up buying GoRageous Floor, if you type in PopSub podcast, they will send you a free t-shirt with the PopSub logo on it. Boy, oh boy, lucky you. It'll be fun.
Good.